Yeah, last time we began Siman Kuf Beis with an introduction, and basically we covered the Mechaber over here in Sif Aleph. Kol Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir Yigon Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov Shiru'uya L'Mochar Im Dis Arva B'Acheros Vein Shlema Bein Trufa Eina B'Teila Afilu Be'Elef, with the two anomalies, Afilu Safek, even though we're talking about over here, Din Drabon Afilu Safek Im Nolda B'Yom Tov V'Nis Arva B'Acheros Asuro. So we explained this both according to Rashi and according to the Ran, v'nisarva b'sheino mino v'teila b'shishim, as opposed to mino. That only is named the din of the darash enishmati is only by mino. I will explain that also according to Rashi and the Ran. Okay, umihu says the Ramah, im libnu ba ma'achal onosna b'kedera l'sakin ha'kedera kagon shemiruha b'tarnegolas. If this is being used for ta'am mar'e, It's being used to become part and parcel of the kedera, then eina b'teila. Namely, we pointed out min b'she'eno mino generally are, let's see, according to the Rana, are different enough that we're not going to apply the rule of heter b'heter. However, if we're really dealing with creating one min, namely, we're using it to enhance, to reinforce, then rather than to spread. If we so then we view it as min b'mino, even though technically we have over here min b'she eino mino, we view it as all turning into the same shame. It becomes part of the ma'achal, the same shame, and so that's like min b'mino. The moment that it's min b'mino, the moment we don't have any antithesis, then we say that we don't have, then that overrides bitul. Okay, that's the Ramah. Then in Sif Beis, the Mechaber begins to close in on the definition of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Yesh mi she'omer shelo amru Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin elo kishehamatir osid lovo al kol panim, like Mukta, Motzei Shabbos is on the way, the clock ticks, right? It's a one-way street. Oh, im hamatir biyado laasot below hefseid. Like, let's say you made a neder that strawberries are aser on you, so it's in your hands to go to a bezdin or to a yachid mumchen to be matir your neder. Aval, but if neither of those conditions apply, davar she'eno biyado, it's totally b'da'as acherim, ve'eno vaday shiyavo hamatir, then eino b'din davar she'esh lamatirim. So the rules are quite clear, right? In other words, that when would Rashi say, why use the hakro? Wait, that's if waiting is going to solve the problem. But if you're not sure that by waiting you're going to solve the problem, or according to the Ran, when do we say that we view it as heter beheter, when it's going to be heter? But if we're not sure it's going to be heter, then we have the regular dinam of bitul. The problem over here are not the rules, but the example. Lafikach beitza shel safek treifa shenis arva ba'acheros, Eino bedin davar sheyesh lo matirin, lefish ein hamatir bevadai, ve'eino biyado. Namely, that we're not sure what is really the status of this egg, and we're dealing with an egg that came out of a tarnagolet, which is a safek trefa. So since we're not sure what is going to be the end status of this egg, maybe it's going to turn out that tarnagolet is really a trefa, and then it's going to. Then it's Easter Shinasari Beheter. It's not going to be Heter Shinasari Beheter. So then we do not apply the din of Dor Sheish Lamatirim. The problem over here was raised neither by the Shach nor the Taz, but by Berhev. The Berhev in Sivka Tanhei says, just a minute, this is apples and oranges. Hiksha Rav Moshe Milavuv. Lama Kosav HaMachaber Lefi Shein HaMatir Bevadai. Hadin Zed the Safek Trefer Go Shayach Klal Dor Sheish Lamatirim. Mishum, the legabe beitza shenolda biyom tov, a classic case of mukta, shapir shayach lomar shu davar sheyesh lo matirin. Achshav hu aser, l'machrasu yiyamuter. Ma she'enkin bebeitza safek treifa, af im haheter yihiye biyado o shiyavo bevadai, mikol makom im nisarev ba'acherim, din hu shiyibatel memanavshach. Namely, the issue over here is that we have to find out what is the status of the mother hen. Im tiyeh tarnagolas treifa, if it turns out that the tarnagolas is really a treifa, im kein habeitza lo havei davar sheyesh lo matirin, habemes treifa hi, ruyish etzis batil. then it's Iser, and it'll be Batel in the Heter, classic Iser, which is going to remain Iser as Batel in the Heter. Yavish be Yavish, min bemino. V'imti ha-tarnagolas k'sheira, imken lo nesar ha-beitza me'olam. Namely, we're dealing with a case where either this beitza was and will be Aser, or was and will be Heter. What does that have to do with the Devar Sheish L'Matirim? Devar Sheish L'Matirim is something that was Mutter, that was Aser and is going to become Mutter. But something that was always Aser and will be Aser, something that was always Mutter, will be Mutter, that's not Devar Sheish L'Matirim. That's a very, very powerful question. And so he points out, V'nira li l'taretz, da machaber airi. From, you know, as we're dealing over here with the machaber who's linking Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, Hamachaber Ayri Kan the Beitza Shel Safek Treifa Shenolda Biyomtov. That same Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov that we spoke about in Sif Aleph, which was the classic example of Davar Sheish L'Matirim. What if that Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov was Nolad from a Tarnagolas, which is Safek Treifa? Salka Daita Chamina Im Osa Beitza Nisarva Biyomtov Lotis Batol Be'elef. Mishum shele yesh lochush shema tiyeh hatarnagolas ksheira v'imkein ein lebeitza zo shum iser rak shenolda biyomtov. That will say maybe this will turn out to be a classic davar sheish l'matirim. Maybe it's a beitza which in essence is mutar. It's just the problem of muktzah, and muktzah is going to disappear. Kamash malan hoel ve'ena heter bevaday osid lavo shema hi treifa imkein lo mikri beitza zu davar sheish l'matirim. And therefore, b'teila. Namely, that when we combine the two, we have a classic davar sheish l'matirim with another factor that maybe it's going to remain usur for a different reason. So that's the chiddush of the mechaber, that maybe it's going to be usur for a different reason to take it out of the category of davar sheish l'matirim. That we combine the two issues, yes?
Isn't that kind of obvious a little bit?
Not only is it not obvious.
If I have a suffix trefa, so if I have a suffix daraisa right now, no? So I'm gonna assume that it's a trefa. So now I'm gonna have so when I'm worried, is it? I mean that I'm saying I think I should just end the story there. I have a suffix trefa, so then that's it. So it's a trefa. So now I'm gonna worry if it's a devar sheish l'matirim or not. It's not a devar sheish l'matirim. It's usher. This egg is usher, and it will never become mutter.
Okay. So as opposed to your opinion, the Pischei Tshuva over here, Al Atar, quotes the Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek and Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Samach Tes. The Beitzas Treifa. What if we're dealing with a Beitza which is a Vaday Treifa? Shenolda Biyomtov. So according to Yonatan, what should be the status of that Beitza?
It's going to be Batel now. It's not a davar sheish lo matirim.
V'nis arva v'din hashoel d'lo have davar sheish lo matirim kevon degam achar yom tov yeh heter b'lo bitul mikoach treifos. That someone has a hava mina like Yonasan. V'huz al the tzemach seda says cholik olav mikom akom vada yavu lidei heter k'tzas achar hayom tov yistalek iser hakol al dainu nolad v'kol ma de'evsher lemevad beheter avdinan. Namely, that we divide and conquer, that we view these as two different issues. That since we have over here two issues, and one of them is going to disappear with time, so we view this as a davar sheish l'matirim. And we say, you know, where it's that we have to wait till after Yontif. After Yontif, then it'll turn into a classic tarovas of Yavish B'Yavish, and will become mutter. But on Yontif itself, we're going to view it as a davar sheish l'matirim, because there is that aspect of davar sheish l'matirim. Namely, we have a machlokis between Yonasan and the Tzemach Tzedek. Right, so the Prima Gadim in his Hakdama to Hilchos Treifos, which in my edition comes as an epilogue, comes after Hilchos Treifos, but it really should come before. The Prima Gadim in his Hakdama to Hilchos Treifos in the Shar HaTarovis in Chelek Gimel, where he speaks about Dorm Shein Lehem Bitul in Perek Beis, raises this issue as a chakira. He first deals with Beria, and then deals with Kaduri Uliskabed, and then he deals with Davar Sheish L'Matirim Ketzad. And he says that this chakira is toloi in the machlokos between the Ran and Rashi. Ding, right? That according to the Ran, that we view something in terms of its future, it's going to be heter. Then you're 100% correct. This is never going to become heter. This is going to remain osir. But according to Rashi, that we never use a hachra'ah if this problem can be solved with time. So, you know, it's here we have a problem which is solved with time, and so we wait until this issue is solved. Okay, that's so. Just be aware that yitachein ma'od that this is totally in that chakira. Yeah. What? What comes out is that it appears that the Mechaber holds like the Ran, right? And that's, yeah. And that's where, according to the Be'er Heitev's understanding of the Mechaber, yeah. And the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees.
Who is the Tzemach Tzedek that is quoting?
The Tzemach Tzedek.
It's the third Rebbe of Chabad?
No, I think so. Yeah, he was a fine Talmud Chacham, like the Balat Tanya,
yeah.
Like his grandfather.
I remember there was a time when we quoted somebody in the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Bednarsh, and he said, well, that's not who.
I'm not aware that there are two Tzemach Tzedeks, but okay. Okay. This said
very excited.
Okay, we mentioned I think Tzemach Tzedek earlier in Hilchos Ta'arovos in terms of taste that we spoke about. Yeah, we mentioned that the Pesach Chuv in the beginning of Siman Sarichet as to when we're allowed to taste something which probably. Is not going to be usher. We're dealing with Yisud Rabbanan, etc., etc. Tov. Where are we moving to? Okay. Sif Gimel. Let's look at Sif Gimel. Kli sheneesar v'blias isur shenes arev ba'acheros v'eino nikar. You have a drawer full of forks. And one of these forks got trafed up, right? You have a drawer full of freshik forks, and one of them was used for milchiks, and you put it aside, and then someone saw it and put it back into the drawer. What's this doing on outside? Put it back into the drawer. So you have a kli shenezer b'lias iser shenesariv b'acheros, and we have no idea which fork it was. Batel b'rov. What? I mean, that's min b'mino, right? Yavesh b'yavesh. Isn't it obvious it's batel b'rov? Ve'ein don in oso k'dover shiesh la'matirim. The chiddush over here is that this fork lent itself to hag'ola. Right? In other words, that you could be magil the fork, and that would remove the iser. The iser would be removed. And so maybe we should view it as a davar shiesh la'matirim, shafilu be'alef lo batel. Why really isn't it a davar shiesh la'matirim? So here the Ramah comes not to be cholik on the bear, but to explain chaver lefish etzarach lahotzi alav hotzos lehagilo v'kol kayotze bo. Namely, that since in Sif Beis it spoke about a matir which is biyad olasoso below hefseid, and over here in order to be magil the fork, you have to heat up water, you have to use fuel and raw materials in order to be able to be magil it. This isn't like going to a Beis Din, you know, where everyone's around, and you simply go into the Beis Medrash, you make a Beis Din for Atoras Nedarim, or like Motzei Shabbos, it just comes without any expense. So over here we have a hefseid. That's why it's not a davar shiesh lo matirim. Correct. That's over here is what the Ramah is saying.
Is this an expense?
That because in order to davar shiesh matirim is davar shebiyado, right? But lavo below hefseid im hamatir biyado laso, so below hefseid. That's what the Machaber Paskin and Sif Beis. The Machaber and the Rama over here are basically quoting a Rashba, but the Taz asks, why did the Rama give this reason of the Rashba? L'chora, there are other reasons that you can give for the same halacha. Namely, not to be cholik on the machaber, but why choose this reason? Firstly, there's a reason that we have a rule. Ein ha-ne'esar yochol le'esor yoser min ha-oser. That the derivative can never be more stringent than the source. So let's say over here we're talking about a fork that was bolea nevela. Nevela is not a davar shiesh lo matirim. Nevela, yavesh biyavesh, min b'mino, is batel b'rov. So why should a fork that is a derivative of nevela, the fork that was bolea nevela, why should that be more chamor than the nevela itself? If nevela is batel, in other words, when you're dealing with the world of muktzah, muktzah by its nature is not batel. But over here, the Easter that was Nivra in the fork is a classic Easter, which is Batel. So why should the fork that was Balea the Easter be more Chamor than the Easter itself? That's point number one. Why have to come on to issues of how much Hagala cost? Secondly, we have a Maharshal who says that the whole din of Davar Sheyesh Lematirim is only if it's going to come Mela Bizman. We're dealing with something which is built into the world of time. Over here, to be Magil is not built into the world of time. So here, the Taz is Doche, the first issue, and the Shach is Doche, the second issue. So we're coming to that in a second. Namely, so the Taz is Doche, the first issue. That what is the din of Davar Sheyesh Lematirim according to Rashi? Don't use Hachraot, don't use Halacha, if the issue is going to disappear with time. What halachas don't we use? We don't use the halacha of Bitul Barov. We don't use the halacha of Safek Drabanan Lakula. So also we don't use the principle Ein Ha Isur Yochol Leesar Yoser Min Ein Ha Nesar Yochol Leesar Yoser Min Ha Oser. Now we don't use halachic rules. That's the whole concept of Davar Sheyesh Lematirim, not to use halachic rules. Halachic rules were given to us to deal with bidyevid situations. We don't use them in situations that will simply disappear off the top of if we just have a bit of patience. The Shach,
he's saying it applies to all of them.
Right. In other words, we already point out it goes beyond the world of Bitul. We pointed out in Sif Aleph that we don't say Safek Drabanan Lakula in a Davar Sheyesh Lematirim. So just as we don't say Safek Drabanan Lakula, so also we don't use the principle of Ein Ha'Ne'asar Yochol Le'asar Yoser Min Ha'Oser. Okay, the Shach knocks off the Maharshal by saying, what are you talking about? This rule of biyado la'asoso below hefseid, that's a Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the fact that that Hataras Nedarim is Davar Sheyesh Lamatirim. Hataras Nedarim is not something which is built into the world of time. Namely, it's clear that we have a broader definition of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirim than the Maharshal wanted to suggest. Okay. However, even though the Shach answered the question of the Maharshal, he raises in the name of the Maharil a question on the Ramah. The Ramah says that even a small amount of Hefseid is enough to break the world of Davar Sheyesh Lematirim. After all, how much does it cost to be Magil a Kli? Right? So nowadays it would be a nickel, for the fuel. You know, how much? A nickel is 5 cents, right? How much does it really cost? So in that time, how much firewood would you need? 7 twigs? Why call that hefseid? So we have a Gemara in which Rav Yehuda, not mistaken, points out that Meiser Sheni is considered to be a Davar Sheyesh Lematirim. Why? Because even though you live in Akko, in other words, but you could take this Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And that's not called the Hefseid. You know how much it costs to go from Akko to Yerushalayim, even at that time? Right? You'd have to sleep over on the way. Right? In other words, think of, you're talking about tens of dollars. And over here, this is fine. You know, like...
Gas is cheaper.
What?
Gas is cheaper.
Yes, it's cheaper. Say there. Okay. So... Okay, so this question the Shach raises, we're going to return to this question in a few minutes. And secondly, the Shach quotes a Ra'ah, that if we have a Rashba, so you can assume they're going to have a Ra'ah. The Rashba is the Toras Habayis, the Ra'ah is the Bedek Habayis, right? So the Ra'ah asks, why would we think that we can talk about bitul isurim when we're dealing with an isur balua? The moment that the isur can be removed via hag'ala, doesn't that imply that we're dealing with an isur nikar? Namely, that the isur lends itself to being identified. And the moment we have an isur which is nikar, so you can't be mevatel an isur nikar. Namely, that the Rashba says that this spoon, which is in the drawer, is batel berov. It's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lematirim. But even if it's not a davashesh lamatirim, how can it be batel berov? Anything which is nikar ha'iser is not batel berov.
Why would I? Who says it's nikar ha'iser?
Ah, okay. So just to remind you, that we had a question: what is called nikar ha'iser? Is nikar ha'iser only if I have three pieces on the table, one of them is red and two of them are blue, and the red is aser and the blue is mutar? So we said there's no batel berov. Or maybe if I have a situation where I have a soup that has in it fat, which is usser, and I can take this soup and put it in the refrigerator, and the fat will float to the top, that I have to do that. I can't say that fat is batel. I have to do my best to get it out. So over here, maybe something which is nitan lahag'ala, something which I can remove via press of hagala, what difference does it make it whether I'm dealing with a process of heat or a process of cold? We're dealing with very, very basic laboratory procedures. This is so called differentiation or separation, right? That I can separate out the iser with a simple physical application. I can apply heat, boiling water, to this spoon and it'll remove the iser. Maybe this is similar to the soup in the fat that I can remove with cold.
Because the soup, the fat congeals and you can pull it out. Here you have to do it with every fork. It's not liquor until you do. You can't just take out one fork and do it, right?
No. So be all the forks.
So
why does the Mechaber, that's asking, why does the Mechaber and the Rama agrees with the Mechaber say that this fork is batel berov? We saw that if I can remove the iser, if I can separate the Iser, then it's not batel berov. Here I can separate the Iser. So the
you're separating this or you're removing this?
What?
You're separating, you're not.
Exactly.
It's a different process because the fact you're going to see it and then remove it here. You're still not
going to
see
it. It goes back into
it. In other words, again, so basically what you're all pointing out is that what in the world is Sif Gimel doing over here in Siman Kuf Beis? I mean, once we could raise this issue of separating out the Iser, what it means is that Hag'Avah is not Matir in Iser. Namely, what's a Davashesh L'Matirim? Davashesh L'Matirim is something which currently is Aser, and then Puf becomes Mutter. Motzei Shabbos, Muktzeh becomes Mutter. Hataras Nedarim, the Neder becomes Mutter. Who, you know, it's like, why are we speaking about the world of Hag'Allah in the context of Davar Sheyeshlo Matirim? What does this have to do with the world of Davar Sheyeshlo Matirim? We're not being Matir the Iser, we're simply getting rid of it. It's a process of just removing it, of getting it out. So here we have, just to answer this question, an Or Sameach that will give us a working vocabulary to help us understand what this Sif is doing here and will help answer a lot of issues that we have raised. The Or Sameach is found in Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Tes Halacha Tes, that he understands that in the world of Geulei Klei Midyan, the Torah is not just speaking about the fact that these kelim contain an iser, and we're afraid that if you use this kli, the iser which is in the kli is going to go into your food. But the Torah is telling us is that there is an iser to use a kli iser. In other words, that we have two issues. We have what will happen if you use it, and then we have an iser to use it. And that Iser is Nitar via Hag'Ola. Namely, Hag'Ola performs two functions. A, it differentiates the Iser from the Kli. B, it allows you to use the Kli. And therefore, the Kli of Kli Midyan is considered to be a Davar Sheyeshlo Matirin. Namely, that we really are, in other words, that this Sif does belong in Siman Kuf Beis, because aside from the issue of being able to remove the Iser, there's an Iser to use Kalim that are Bluim Mi Iser. That's what the Torah is telling us. You're not allowed to use these Kalim. And after Hag'Ola, you are allowed to use these Kalim. So Hag'Ola is Matir the Kli. And therefore, the only reason over here that this is not a davar sheish lematirim, as the Rama points out, is because of the expenses. What do we do with the question to Shach raised? So here we can hear the Rav took the Or Sameach one step further, and he pointed out that really there are two dinim. There is an Isur which is Nitar, and there is an Isur which is Niflat. We pointed out that two things are happening when you kasher a Kli. A, you were taking a Kli that was Osir and making it Mutar. B, you're taking a Kli that contained Isur and you are removing that Isur. You're differentiating the Isur from the Kli. On the level of the Isur which is Nitar, that's the davar sheish lematirim of the Ran, that we had something that was mut aser and now becomes mutter, so we can define it according to its sofavar. The iser which is niflat, the iser which is removed, this is a davar sheish lematirim of Rashi. Why use a hachra of bitul berov? There's an easier way to solve the problem. Sometimes you can solve a problem by waiting. Sometimes you can solve a problem by Hagala. Namely, why use halachic rules if we can get rid of the problem in an easier manner? And so we can now answer the question of the Maharil from Meiser Sheni. When we're dealing with the Davar Sheish Matirim of the Ran, when we're dealing with the Davar Matirim of the Ran, Ma'inaf Kamina that there are Hotzaot. Who cares that there are expenses? The bottom line is that the Iser is going to become Mutter. And so we're defining its current status based on its future status. So therefore, Maiser Sheni, that only requires you to go up to Yerushalayim, you're taking an Iser, and by the same way that Muktzah becomes Mutter via Motzei Shabbos, so also Maiser Sheni becomes Mutter by going to Yerushalayim. But when you're dealing with the Davar Sheish Lematirim of Rashi, namely, why use a halachic rule? Isn't there an easier way? But what if that's not an easier way? What if there are expenses? The moment that there are expenses, this is not something which is necessarily going to bring you to a heter, b'chol inyan. So then you're allowed to use the rule of bitul. So in other words, simply we're dealing over here within Sif Gimel with two different tracks. We're dealing, in other words, on the we always have to do davar sheish lematirim from the perspective of the Ran, from the perspective of Rashi. So what we're saying is that Siv Gimel is the perspective of Rashi, that from the perspective of Rashi, a Kli that was Balei Iser is a davar sheish lematirim. But for that same perspective, the moment there are Hotzaos, it's not a davar sheish lematirim. The Ran would not call this a davar sheish lematirim because there's no heter. Is that, in other words, the Iser is simply remains Aser, it's just no longer in the Kli, it goes into the drain, but the Iser remains Aser. So according to the Ran, we really haven't done anything. It's true that according to the Ran, we can speak about Hag'ala as being a Matir from a different aspect. We can speak about Hag'ala as being a Matir from the aspect of the fact that we had an Iser on the Kli and now it is Mutter. Maybe just to sharpen it, let me give you a third example. What if we have a Kli that you bought from a Goy, that was made by a Goy, and you bought from a Goy, that requires Tevila? Okay, so you have a set of how many sets? Of 12, right, usually. You have a set of 12 forks, and one of the forks disappears, went to the garbage kind of. So you want to fill out your set, so you buy another fork, but you weren't yet tovel it. And someone saw the fork on the counter and put it into the drawer. Now you have no idea which is the fork that requires tevila. And to go to be tovel, that means you have to get into your car and drive to the mikveh, right, and be tovel these forks. That's a davar sheyesh ba hotzah. Should this be a davar sheish lematirim or not? Namely, is a kli that requires tevila, is this a davar sheish lematirim of Rashi, or is this a davar sheish lematirim of the Ran? What do you say? This is the davar. I would say hag'ala is a process of removing an iser. Tevila is a process of being matir. when you're tovel a kli, it turns from a kli iser into a kli heter. And when we're dealing with the world of being matir, we pointed out that that's like taking a ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. So their hotzos are an irrelevant factor. So then already it would be a davar sheish lematirim, right? And you have to be magil all the kelim, namely that. You know, it's what comes out over here is that this heter lefishet tzorach lahotzil of hotzaos. That's because we're working with the maslul of Rashi, that the iser remains os. It says iser remains oser, but just I am removing the iser. So on that plane, hotzaos take away that option, and I'll use the option of bitul. But in terms of being matbil a kli, the kli was oser. And I have this halachic process of being makbilit, and then it becomes mutter. So we say we'll view the kli in terms of its sof davar, that this is like heter beheter, and it's not batel. And then we say that hotzos are not a factor. I think that would, my humble opinion. What?
It's not the darshishon tzion of Rashi, and it's also not the darshishon tzion of the Ran, because it's not a mixture of heter beheter.
Right, they were viewing it as heter beheter, that this is going to. You're dealing with something which will be mutter. Currently, it was not nitbal. After the tefillah, it's going to be that the matir of the kli. Right, the matir of the kli is tefillah. So just like Motzei Shabbos is matir muktza, just like going to Yerushalayim is matir maser sheni, just like Hataras Nedarim is matir and neder, tefillah is matir this fork. So when we're dealing on the level of a matir, on that plane, we'll say that hotzos are not going to be a factor. Okay, so here we have then, so what we've done is we've resurrected the Machaber and the Ramah. We've explained why the Ramah couldn't give any other reason for the Machaber. He couldn't give the reason of Ein HaNesar Yochol Lesar, because that's not going to... To change the status. He couldn't have given the Maharshal because we find Hataras and Darim being a heter. He had to give the heter that he gave. What do we do with the question of the Ra'ah? That this is not Bechal a heter. This is simply a way of removing the Iser. So we answered that according to Rashi, that's enough. If you have a way of removing the Iser, that already would turn it into a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Why use halachic principle if we can remove the Iser? But here, Hotzos are a factor. So then everything fits in. And the bottom line is that according to the Machaber and the Ramah, that you can use all the forks. You can now use all the forks because it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirim, and yavish b'yavish is batel b'rov. However, fascinatingly, even though we've solved all the problems, both the Shach and the Taz were not happy with the psak of the Machaber, halacha l'maisa. The Taz suggests that we should be machshir all the kelim. We should be machshir all the forks. Why? Because even though we say that yavesh b'yavesh is batal b'rov, when we get to that siman and kuftet, we're going to see, but you shouldn't use them all at the same time. Because some one of them is aser. You shouldn't use them all at the same time. Again, assuming that the issue of yavesh b'yavesh min b'mino is one of holech ha-harov, I'll take one and I'll say this is mutar and the iser is there. I'll take another one. But to use them all, one of them is aser. And so the Taz says, you may have a Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to eat all the forks, you're going to use them all at once, and then the beetle is not going to be able to work. And so it's kedai now, think about Thanksgiving, right? Be magil all your forks.
It's impossible. How can you use all of your forks at the same time?
When you have 12 people.
Okay, so there's going to be a 1 second differential machine every single one, and you'll be tola on that 1 second.
Why do you assume that, you know, where it's, you're playing with fire?
I grab a spoon. A second later, I'm grabbing another spoon. That's how I would do it if it was just by myself.
So, you know, it's a fork is a bad example because actually it's a klishlishi and it's not going to be mavliya, but, you know.
Right.
In other words, he's really dealing with the situation.
You need all of them. You need all of them.
He's dealing with a situation of where you have. I gave the case of forks because that's what I get called up about. Rabbi, like, what do we do? You know, it's this fork I had that was treif, and I put it in a plastic bag and then put it into the drawer, the favor. I don't know where it is. But what he's really dealing with is a very simple situation where you have three pots. That's what you have. You have three fleishik pots. And one of them was Balea Iser. So now you have two pots. But the possibility, we're going to say that they're batel, when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, you may use all three pots simultaneously. You're going to have all three pots on the fire at the same time. And one of the, you know, it's, and so one of those pots is going to be mavliya into the food, etc. Yeah?
I mean, wasn't there a machlokes with the Sanhedrin and Tosfos read in the Rashba using one goof using?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to see when we get to Kuftet that we're machmir. So the Taz says, since in Kuftet we're machmir, so even though over here really meikar hadin we have bitul, but it's kedai to be magil all of them. The Shach takes it one step further and says that you should wait me'es la'es. You shouldn't use these until you wait 24 hours. And then you should be nohig like the Bach and throw one of the forks away. Right? In other words, because in Siman Kuftet we find that even in Bitul Yavish V'Yavish we throw one of the pieces away. And so over here throw one of the forks away. In any case, these are certainly chumras. The Aruch HaShulchan has a cute chumrah, be magil one. In other words, do hagolah on one. Just choose one of them and do hagolah. That's like throwing away a piece. It's the equivalent of rather than throw it away, just be magil one of them. The one you would have thrown away, be magil. Okay, in any case, in other words,
so
we
what
have.
What do you tell people when they call you to do?
What? It's a machaber and a ramah, so. Also, you know, Yonatan, as Yonatan pointed out, it's very unlikely that in the world of forks, there's really very little issue. I mean, it's very rare that a fork is going to be put into something which is yatzo lettuce bow, and all our kalim generally are enam bnei yoman, etc. It's not exactly the.
If you just wait 24 hours, then it's only.
It's still an Easter.
Right, but it's.
It goes down to a level of a drabanan, but even the Easter itself to be, in other words, it's only if you're going to, in other words, by spoons maybe, you're going to stir something in a pot, which is a kli rishon al ha'esh, but when you're dealing with forks and knives, it's very, very rare that they're actually going to be used in an area where they would cause Easter. Yeah? Particularly that all that we use at once, it's also, you know, like, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Rebbe said that the Taz says because we have a chashash, you're going to use it all at the same time, therefore you should be mugle everything. And then Rebbe said he might have also been partially motivated to say such a thing because we go lahachmer Rashba versus the Tosfos Rid, as we said before. But the Tosfos Rid, can we really say both reasons? Because the Tosfos Rid will not look at the one by one issue and say he cares about that. He would say even if you go one by one, you're eventually going to come to that spoon.
So let's hold that off till we get to Kuftet. Okay, write it down and B'li Neder will deal with it in context. It's hard to deal with it here out of context.
We'll deal with the issues one by one.
Yeah.
Tosfos Rid.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Yes, we'll do it. Thursday afternoon, anything goes. Okay. Let's move over to Sif Dalet. Yesh Misha Omer de lo shayach davar sheyesh lo matirin hecha sheha ochel mitkalkel. Over here, who is this Yesh Misha Omer? So according to the Gra, this is Sif Beis. That Sif Beis spoke about the fact that what? That you need below hefseid. Ochel mitkalkel is already with a hefseid. So that's the Gra over here at the end of Sif Katan Yud Yesh Mi Kamoshin Yiskala El Sif Beis. Oh, below hefseid, v'chulei. Okay. Comes along the Ramah now and gives a whole new list of criteria. What?
Mitkalkel is destroyed.
Mitkalkel means that if, you know, we're something that, if you know, we're talking about a food, let's say, that if you wait till Motzei Shabbat, food already is going to go rancid. It's a very, very hot day. It's Shabbos. Either I'm going to eat this food currently based on bitul. Because if I wait till Motzei Shabbos, I don't have a refrigerator, the food is going to spoil. Okay. Had the davar sheish lematirim eno batel, haynu dafka im ha'isur be'en, o sheyesh adayin mamashus ha'isur b'ta'aroves, avol ta'amo batel. Okay, the Ramah points out that davar sheish lematirim is only by an object, by an isur which has form and content, right? That is mamashus, that is be'en, as opposed to a b'liya, as opposed to ta'am. The Shach over here in Sifkatan Tes has a long arichus that maybe what the Ramah distinguishes is between something which dissolves as opposed to something which is simply a taste which comes out of the walls of a kli. But the bottom line of the Shach, in other words, after going through all of, you know, all sort of sorts of permutations, the Emes Linyan Dina, that he simply disagrees with the Ramah. Sof kol sof, my nafkamina. Why is this a relevant factor, whether we're dealing with a be'en or whether we're dealing with a tam? It's going to be mutter, Motzei Shabbos. Right? It's going to, whether you're going to like Rashi or whether you're going to like the Ran. What is involved over here? Why in the world should it be taken out of the category of Davar Sheish Lamatirim? In other words, the Svara of Rashi applies just as well to a Tam as to a Be'en. The Svara of the Ran applies just as well to a Tam as to a Be'en. And so the Shach disagrees. And who adin the Gra? The Gra in Sifkatan Yud Gimel points out, look, the Mechaber over here in Sif Gimel spoke about a Kli Shebala Iser. We spoke about previously an Iser that was Nivla. And we applied the rules of Davar Sheyeshlo Matirin, and so, you know, like, why? And the Ramah over there agreed that without the issue of Hotzah, it would be a Davar Sheyeshlo Matirin. It's only because of the expenses. So the Ramah is Soser himself. So that's what he points at over here at the Shach, the end of Sifkatan Yud Gimel. V'chein b'Sif Gimel Kli Sheneesar V'ayein Shach. The very, very end. Now, according to the Or Sameach, we would have an answer. We'd say, no, Sif Gimel, there's an Iser to use a Kli that was Balea. In other words, and so the Kli is a there. We're talking about the Kli, not the top. There is a way of getting around it. But in any case, Halach Lemaisa, this is dealt with in Hilchos Yom Tov. We have a Mishnah Brura who kicks in. In Siman Taf Kuf Yud Gimel Bedin Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov. Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov Yud Gimel. Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov is not only an issue of Yoredei, it's an issue of Arachayim, right? Hilchos Yantov. So in Hilchos Yantov, Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov Shenizbashla Bishogeg. Again, on Yantov you can cook. So you take this Beitza from the wherever a Beitza is laid. Coop, thank you. Take the Beitza from the coop. And you, without knowing that, you know, when exactly it was laid, and you cook it with basar v'tavshil, you toss it into your chalent. Im yesh shishim kenegdo hakol mutar. Okay, so the beitza itself you'll take out. The beitza itself is muktza. What about the bliya coming out of the beitza? So the mechaber says it's mutar. What about davar sheyesh lamatirim? So we see that the mechaber paskins over here, like the Ramah, that there's no davar sheyesh lamatirim on a bliya. That's the Mishnah Brura over here, Sifkatan Ches, that he quotes. He says a little differently. He says that's a case of mimbishen omino. There's no davar sheyesh lamatirim. What if you were to have cooked this egg with other eggs? What if you cook eggs with other eggs? It'll all be mimbimino. So then, l'chor, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim. Avol das harama biyoredeya v'hagod dekevan shu raktamo bilvad v'lo mamashal shel iser batel afilu b'davar sheyesh lamatirim. He quotes the Ramah, b'makom minia simchas yom tov yesh l'smoch al zeh. He says that you can be somech on this Ramah. And in the Shaar HaTzion, it says, after habach v'hashach sham cholkim al haramo machmirim af b'plita. That's quoted by the Gra. Even though all the Achronim over here in Yoredeya appear to be cholik on the Ramah, and therefore, So it's fascinating, you know, where it's that when you see things in layers. First you see a Ramah. Okay, Ramah is Meikel. Then you look at the page, and you see every one of the pages chalik on the Ramah, right? The Shach, and the Gura, and the Gura quotes also a Pri Chadash, you know, where it's, okay, so we're not passing the Ra. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, but just a minute, look at the later layer of Achronim. Look at the Baal HaTanya, and look at the Chachma Sadam, and then go to the Pisrei Tshuva, and you'll find that, you know, there's room to make. So therefore, this is one of those judgment calls, that B'makom Miniyah Simchas Yom Tov, if, you know, if the wife went ahead and prepared the, you know, the, this egg salad with this egg that was mixed in, and, you know, it's, and you have the blia, so we're so mech that it can be batel berov. Okay, so that's one of the, you know, where it's problems of being a paskening. Yes.
And other consider, I mean, is this a case where the maker and din is one way, and we're being machmir, so hefsid meruba and other kinds of things will apply also, or it's just simple siyamti?
It appears over here you have to have a reason to be. In other words, Simchas Yom Tov is like Hefsed Meruba, you know, it's, which means that again the Iker Hadin it's Mutar, but because we have the Shach and the Gra and the Pri Chadash, we would normally be Machmir. But in other words, if there is a reason, we'll go back to the Ramah.
Can we just say Simchas Yom Tov is Deraisa versus Hefsed Meruba with Mammon is not necessarily a Deraisa that you're losing?
That's certainly the, you know, a factor, but Simchas Yom Tov is not going to be matir, you know, where it's Nisut Rabbanon.
No, what I'm saying, fine, I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah, the fact that we only have this Mishnah Berurah telling us that we could be makel in this particular situation, does that really mean that in other situations, like Adam said, of Hefsed Meruva would be allowed to? Is it clear? Because he says only because of Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is Daraisa.
So again, we saw the Teres Chatos. The Teres Chatos gave a list of code words. Hefsed Meruba, Simchas Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. In other words, of situations that we would go back to Iker Hadin. You know, it's generally, we're going to, you know, it's view them all as one whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, but again, Hefsed Meruba differs from someone who's learning in a kollel to someone who's living in the five towns. What if someone lives in the five towns and learns in the kollel? Okay. The
he has more expensive cars, so gas is more expensive.
Okay.
So is
more expensive. Tov. Okay. So then the Ramah gives another criteria. V'chein. Im ein isuro machmas atzmo batil. V'lachein. In other words, he gives a rule that if the Iser is not an Iser Machmas Atzmo, but an Iser which is derived from another source, then also we don't apply the din of Yavashesh Matirim. And then he gives an example. Okay, before he gives the example, over here, the Shach and the Taz both disagree. Previously, the Shach disagreed. Here, the Shach and the Taz both disagree. This is a condition which is borrowed from an area where it's meaningful to an area where it's not meaningful. In Chatichiril is Kabed, where we're dealing with Chashivus, so we can say that in Iser Balua, you can't, in other words, if you have a steak that was Balea, an Iser of, I don't know, of Chametz, that doesn't give Chametz Chashivus. You know, it's not a dove, we don't say that that's a Chatichiril is Kabed. If a steak is Oser, it's Chatichiril is Kabed. And so over here, what does it have to do with Devashesh Matirin? That's, you know, that's a criteria within those Isurim that have Chashivus, but it's not relevant over here. Point number one. Point number two, the example that he gives is an example that only works out according to one Rishon. What's the example he gives? Kagon. Chaticha shelo nimlecha toch gimel yamin. You have a piece of meat that has blood in it. Okay? And at this point, after 72 hours, you no longer have a possibility of being moleach the meat. However, afal pishiyesh omrim de mikri dovashesh lamatirim hoel umuteres litzli, but you can bitzola it, and we can get out the blood not with the process of malicha, the process of tzli. Afilu hachi, according to our rule, it'll be batel. Why? De'eni surah ela machmas hadam ha balua ba. namely according to the criteria of the Rama that we don't apply davar sheyesh lo matirim to an iser balua, here we're dealing, the meat itself is mutar, the dam is that which is aser, and so we don't apply the rule of davar sheyesh lo matirim. However, we would have called this a davar sheyesh lo matirim because you could be tzola. This, if you recall, this is the sheet of the Rif. Classically, davar sheyesh lo matirim is that which is currently aser and will become mutar. The Rif says davar sheyesh lo matirim is that which is currently aser, but they have an alternative way of using it, which will be heter. Right? In other words, according to the Rif, milchik bread is a davar sheyesh lo matirim because I can use it with milchiks. I don't have to use it in a fleishik meal, so I can't use beetle if I have an alternative way of using it. So the Gra al Atar points out that this example is a bad example. The Gra Sifkat and Tesvav Hu Da'as Harif the Peregid Hanasha, who calls this a davar sheyesh lo matirim. However, we're going to see later on in Siman Kufchet Ayein LeKaman Siman Kufchet BaHagosh Apasak Deloka Harif. Right, that we do not view milchik bread as a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Okay, finally the Rama comes up with one more criteria. What does the Rama come up with? Let's continue in the Rama. Kol isur shelo haya nikar kodem shenis arev have a batel afal pi shehu davar sheyesh lo matirim. That when do we say davar sheyesh lo matirim afilu be'elef lo batel? That's when it had an independent existence. However, when it came into the world, it came into the world with already in the world of ta'aroves, it entered into the world in the world of ta'aroves in a pre-existing heter, then we say that we're going to be meiko. Then we're going to say it's going to be batel. What's the example? So the Shach over here quotes the example. You have, let's say, you're making wine, okay? So you have a vat of wine which is full of grapes. Now, it's Shabbos, and you want to take some wine out of that vat and drink it. But on Shabbos, some juice came out of the grapes that are in the vat, and that juice is muktza. And muktzah is not batel afilu be'elef, so how can you take the wine? So the Rama is telling us that since that juice that coming out of the grapes never had an independent existence, when it came into the world, when it came out of the grape, it went right into the wine. It's not as if you held the grape above the wine and it dripped in, but rather the grape is inside of the wine. And so it comes out into the wine. It was never nikar. Lo haya nikar kodem shenis arev. Then we say that's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. This is the shita of the Mordechai. Just to understand conceptually, what do we have over here? So Rav Schechter has an article on the world of Tarovis, and in that article he says that the Rav held that Tarovis has two functions. A, that if we have a heter, and then an iser falls into this heter, it'll become batel in the heter. That's what we've been talking about up to now. However, we also have a second din of ta'aroves, that if we have a ta'aroves and the iser comes into existence in the ta'aroves prevents the iser from being chal. Namely, that which takes place within the ta'aroves doesn't have an independent identity. That the iser, which is nolad within the ta'aroves, is not called an iser at all. Again, it's just terminology, but
there's an akumen in it.
What?
Yeah, but there's an akumen in it, right? Because you're saying that it's still mutter. It was never an iser that became batel, so it would be devar sheyesh lo matirin. It's just
100%.
There's nothing independent that ever came out.
Mm-hmm. Right. In other words, nafgamin. Right. To sharpen what Alex is pointing out. Let's say we have a beria which is nolad b'ta'arovis. We have a beria which is nolad b'ta'arovis. So on the first plane, namely to say that that there's a din of bitul in tarovas, a berry is not batel. But on the second plane, we say that an iser doesn't get off the ground when it's nolad b'tarovas. Then over here we would say that it never had a status of its own. Yes.
But only because it's not nikar ever.
Because it's not nikar.
The berya itself would be nikar.
If it would be nikar, the question is the nature of the tarovas, etc. If it would be nikar, correct. But we pointed out that there are those taruvot, right, where it would not be nikar. Okay. Okay. The okay. There is a classic Mordechai that, because we didn't learn Hilchos Shchita, we didn't learn, but some of you may have heard of the Shita of the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Yevamos. Actually, the Mordechai is in Yevamos? Yeah, the Mordechai is in Yevamos. In Yevamos, it speaks about the fact that in the process of Chalitza, the woman has to spit in front of the Cholet, the potential Yavam. And it deals with a situation where the woman's mouth, her dental hygiene is not all that great, and it's full of, when she spits, she basically is spitting blood. But, and so all we see, the Dayanim see, they see blood, but we assume there must be some saliva within that blood. Everyone has saliva in his mouth, and so the moment that she's spitting, Kaner Ed, there's some saliva within the blood. So the Mordechai says that saliva, even though we don't see it, is not batel. Why? Because he says that something which is created in a tarovis is never batel. Then we appear to have two Mordechai, or loggerheads with another. Something in a tarovis never has an identity, on one hand. On the other hand, it has such an identity that it's not batel. So what do we hold? In other words, and both of these are found in the Mordechai. So there's so the Pischei Tshuva al Atar sends us Sifkatan Tess Ayen Bazet Shuvas Tiferes Tzvi Uchivas No Debiuda Tinyana Chelak Yeredea Simon Ndalet. Period. So if you were talking the Shuv No Debiuda, this is what he was bothered by. What are the rules? Is the rule that Taroves is a Chumra, or Taroves is a Kula? Which direction are we going? So the No Debiuda says it depends. If the Taroves pre-existed the Iser, namely, the wine in the cask was there before the wine came out of the grape. We had wine in the cask from Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos, wine is entering into the Taroves. Then we say that wine that enters into the Taroves doesn't have its own independent identity. If the Heter pre-existed the Iser, the Heter was around from Friday. The Iser comes into it on Shabbos, so we say it's not Usser. In other words, that the Iser never gets off the ground. It has no independent identity. It immediately takes the nature of the Tarovis. The wine on Erev Shabbos was Mutter, so even though some Muktzah appears to be going into it on Shabbos, since it had no independent identity, it came into the world in the Heter. We gave it the halachic status of the Heter. However, if the Heter did not pre-exist the Iser, but rather when the woman created her mix, it had in it that which came out of her mouth, l'chatchila, was blood and saliva. I mean, when this entered into our world, it entered into our world as a taroves, then there's no din of bitul. Bitul is that the minority takes the identity of the majority, but that's only if the majority had an independent existence. But if the minority and the majority come into the world simultaneously, then there's no din of bitul. So the difference between the two is that in the world of the cask of wine, the wine, have heter, pre-existed the muktza, which is entering into it. Then the rule of the Mordechai is that the muktza doesn't have a status of muktza. And therefore, in other words, we simply have over here bitul. Masha'en came, when it comes into the world as a ta'aroves, it enters into the world as a ta'aroves, it enters into the world as a sense of coexisting as opposed to pre-existing. A pre-existing heter will be mevatel and iser, or won't allow an iser to get off the ground. A coexisting iser and heter, That's the Isur Shenolad B'Tarovas of the Mordechai of by Yevama Sharaka Kadam. The coexisting Isur, so that then we say the Isur coexists with the Heter, yes?
Would that completely mess up our understanding of the wine case? Namely, the grapes were, I'm assuming, were special wine grapes, and there's no difference. So then when you harvested them, they were, when you took them, they were already going to be usher on Shabbos. They were already muksa, they were considered...
No. You harvested the grapes on Sunday, and you put them into a barrel. Let's talk about grape juice instead of wine, okay? You harvested grapes on Sunday and put them into a barrel. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, juice is coming out of the grapes into the barrel, right? The grapes are getting smaller and smaller, and the juice is getting larger and larger. And all that is heter.
But on Sunday you already have Isser on Shabbos.
No Isser. We're Isser.
Yeah, that's going to be muksa once you hit Shabbos, and you know that on Sunday.
Well, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. You only have Sunday grapes, Monday grapes. You know, Sunday juice, Monday juice. You have all heter. It's all heter. You were mafresh trumas and maestros, right? From the beginning, everything is heter. Everything is fine. Then on Shabbos, into your barrel of heter wine, some mukta grape juice goes in, but didn't fall from above and drop in, from within the tarovas. So they have continued to have the juice coming out, and that juice l'chor is mukta. Maybe I'll give you another example. Rabbi Kiva Eger Alatar points out that even though the Ramah over here quotes this Mordechai as a Dover Pashut, Tosfos disagrees with the Mordechai. It tells us that everyone who learns Merubah, right? The seventh parak of Bekama, that's you know, where it's in, right? In the Kola we already learned it four times, five times over the last 40 years, I don't know. Everyone learns Merubah. So in Merubah, Daf Samach Tesem at Aleph, there is a sugya about Eretz Yisrael in which you have Kilei HaKerem growing, namely a vineyard was planted, first 3 years the vineyard is Orla, the fourth year it's Kilei HaKerem. Okay, the fourth year, there is a level of hekdesh on these grapes. You either require pedia, they have to be redeemed, or take them to Yerushalayim and eat them there. We know that people in Eretz Yisrael tend to, as they walk through the fields, pop things in their mouth, because after all, it's Eretz Yisrael. Isn't it wonderful to eat the fruits? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Mishnah gives all sorts of etzos as how to mark this vineyard that people won't pop it into their mouth because it's Karam Ravai. It's Karam Ravai. It's Karam Ravai, and you're not allowed to eat it in the field. And so the problem is, but there are people who are going to ignore even warning signs. And so there was a group of people called the Tznuin. The Tznuin, those were like, it's like the concept of people who daven at Nates, that we call them Hasidim Harishonim, right? That you have individuals who are on a different plane. And so they decided that they wanted to do an action even to help the Ganavim. That the Ganavim shouldn't be over an Iser of Kerem Ravai. And so what did they do? Every morning they would be poda all of the kilei hakerem, that kol hamislaket yehiyeh, anything that people are going to eat, they're going to be poda on a coin, and therefore the coin will have the hekdesh and the grapes will be chulin. So Tosis asks, just a minute, they were poda at 9 in the morning. Someone's going to go by and eat it at 3 in the afternoon. Between 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, it grew. You couldn't be poda that which didn't yet exist. You were poda that which already existed, right? But it grew. What about the part that grew? The part that grew is post, you know, it was not nifta. That's going to be Karam Ravai. So Tosfos says, well, the Tznuim tried to do the maximum that they could, okay? Tried to do the maximum that they could, and that's all they can do. In other words, that they kept the Iser from being an Iser of eating, an entire grape of Karam Ravai to eating it's a small amount of Karam Ravai.
But the amount that it grows is so small. Is that really in one individual?
So we have a din of chatzi shir. The bottom line is that this ganav is going to be over a chatzi shir of eating Karam Ravai. But according to Mordechai,
it's not, the heter was there first.
The heter was there first. Right, it grew into the heter, right? It never had its own independent existence. Actually, mutter. So in the Gemara, in the Vilna Shas, in the margin, there is a Maharan Shmi Rentschberg, this like these little Haggah, who quotes a Shita Mekubetzet that it's Batal Berov, Kevan Shein Onikar, that there's a Deya, that it's Mutter. And Tosus disagrees, the Malchokas Rishonim. Namely, that the criteria over here of the Ramah is Malchus Rishonim. Look at the Rabbi Kivager over here, Kol Iser, Lechora Das, Tosus Babakama, Yerimasal Kol Hanilkot Enokain. Ukvar Ramaz Zehamogen Avram Vachein Nira Midas Haran, etc. Malchokas Rishonim. How do we pass it? How do we pass it? So here we have Lechora, a black and white sack, but then we have another black and white sack. So if one opens up Mishnah Brura again, Siman Shin Chof, Dine Schita B'Shabbos, Shin Chof. So we have. Siman Shin Chof. Seif Beis in the Mechaber Zeisim va'anovim shenisrasku me'erev Shabbos. Okay, so you have these grapes that were crushed from erev Shabbos. Mashkin hayotzin mehen mutarim. Va'afilu im lo nisrasku me'erev Shabbos im yesh yayin begigis shahanovim besocha af al pi shahanovim misbakim b'Shabbos begigis. In other words, you have the wine and the mixture of wine and grapes from before Shabbos, and now some grapes are giving forth their juice on Shabbos. Mutar lishtoso b'Shabbos. Shekol yayin hayotza mi'anovim misbatel b'yayin shebegigus. Mordechai. This is our Ramah. Our Ramah over here is being quoted by the Mechaber over there in Sif Beis. Okay? And the Mishnah Brura over there explains, even though, let's just wait. Okay, in other words, this is the Mordechai. On the other hand, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Yud Ches, we have in Sif Beis, Shin Yud Ches Beis. No, I'm still reading, I'm still in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Ches, Shin Yud Ches Beis. Okay? We have over there a, we're dealing over there when you want to do a malacha on Shabbos for a chole. And the question is, can a bari be nehene from that malacha? So the Ramah says, im katzatz peiros min hamachubar lechole b'Shabbos. Namely, we have a chole that every day needs fresh fruit. And he was a chole already from before Shabbos. And so we already had intention on Shabbos for this chola to cut off this fruit for the chola. Afilu haya chola mi ba'od yom. The chola certainly is allowed to eat the fruit. He's a chola. We're allowed to do a malacha for him. And even though this is, and it's not even muktza for the chola because we intended to take it for the chola. But asur lebari b'Shabbos, why? Mishum shegodal v'holech b'Shabbos v'yeshu mishum mukta. Namely, in terms of the pu'ula of cutting, so it's one act of cutting, it's the same act of cutting for the chol and for the bari, so you the bari should be allowed to eat it as well. You're not doing anything for the bari in particular. But, in other words, even though for the chol we had an intention to cut it, and therefore the chol it's not mukta, but for a bari, it's mukta. Why is it muktzah? Because this fruit was 99% their Erev Shabbos, but it grew a percent. And that's muktzah. But just a minute. What do you mean that's muktzah? It grew into the tarovis. It grew into the fruit that was already prepared from Erev Shabbos.
This is not like the Mordechai.
This is not like the Mordechai. So over here, the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Tesvav, Tesayin, says, Ayein Magen Avram Shemakshe, Liftil Hagidulim Beikar Shuha Rov Shal Heter, Vitilabari Nachla Meba Odion. Rubir Hagromet cited Gam Ken Lahalacha. Namely, once we pass like the Mordechai, we have a Ramon Yoredeya, we have a Machaber and Simon Shinchaf that we pass like the Mordechai. So what is this halacha over here in the Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos, that we ignore the Mordechai? But Lemaisa, it's a machokas between, it's, in other words, the Machaber paskins like the Mordechai. But we know it's machokas Rishonim. Tosos disagrees with the Mordechai. So within the Ramah, you have a Ramah in Yoredeya, which is like the Mordechai, and a Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, which is like Tosfos. Okay, so it's not, for Ashkenazim, this is not a simple matter. The Mishnah Brura says that the Magen Avraham and the Gra paskin like the Mordechai. Namely, we're dealing with a Din Drabanan, right? And we have a suffix as to what the Ramah holds. So there's room to be Mekil like the Ramah by us. Okay, let's just finish up Siman Kuf Beis. Then the next time we'll start Kuf Gimel. Misha nadar midavar echad, v'nisarev acharkach lididei, v'nisarev acharkach. Let's say I was nodar from a particular apple, and then that apple got mixed into other apples. So lididei, for me, for other people, all the apples are mutter. But for me, mikri davar shiyesh lo matirin. Why? The ha'efshar lishol al nidro. Okay, this is a Gemara in the Dharma, as I pointed out, on Daf Nuntes Amid Aleph, where the Gemara interestingly distinguishes between neder and truma. Now, the halacha is that I could, if I want to, if let's say that I was mafresh truma, I could go to a bezdin and say that my hafrasha of these particular fruits as truma was a mistake, and I want to be mafresh other fruits. In other words, anything that I create via my hafla'a, via my mouth, I can go and be shoel. However, no one says that truma is davar sheyesh lo matirim, and everyone says that neder is davar sheyesh lo matirim. What's the difference? We're dealing with an iser that was created by my mouth and can be overridden by a bezdin. So the Gemara says that in the world of neder, mitzvah le'ishta'ulei, that there's a mitzvah on an individual not to be a nadran. There's a mitzvah on him to remove his nedarim. So this goes back to the Machaber back in Sif Beis, that if we have something which is biyado, in biyad hamater biyado la'asoso below hefsed, namely that we view this also as a davar which is ololava. We view this as something which is on the way. It could be on the way because of time. It could be on the way because this is what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be matir his neder, but he's not necessarily supposed to be shoel on his truma. That's over here what the Taz says, according to hopefully your girsa in the Taz. My girsa in the Taz in Sifkot Yud Beis is have a davar sheyesh lo matirin kevan the motzi lishol al haneder lachacham. The correct girsa should be kevan the mitzvah lishol al haneder lachacham. Okay, it's a one line Taz. I don't know. Do you have the mitzvah? Yud Beis. Yud Beis.
But you have
mitzvah. It says matzah in like round brackets.
Okay. So this, right? If you recall, we had a Maharshal who said. Okay. If you recall, we had a Maharshal who says, Ma pit'om that Hag'ala should be a davar sheyesh lo matirim. A davar sheyesh lo matirim has to be something which is built into time. And the Shach says, what are you talking about? We have neder. But now we understand the Maharshal. Neder is like it's built into time. Neder is something which is a mitzvah l'shol. If you're going to do it sooner or later, you're going to be shocked. That's what you're supposed to do. Hag'ala, who says you have to be magil? You're magil for your own convenience. You can or you cannot. You can make a cheshbon whether you want to or whether you don't want to. Okay, so so we have an answer for the Maharshal. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva Al Atar in Sifkot HaYud points out this may be a difference between a neder and a shvua. that there is a halacha that it's that a neder, there's a mitzvah to be matir. That may not apply to the world of shvua. Okay, just to be aware. The Encyclopedia Talmudis, Darvish Shomatirim, points out it's a whole machlokes achronim. But neder may be very unique. Let's continue. Dovar shiyesh lo heter v'chozer v'ne'esar. We pointed out we have these cyclical isurim, like chametz on Pesach. It's going to be osur, then it's going to be mutter, then it's going to be osur, then it's going to be mutter. We pointed out near Chanukah, right? It's going to be osur and then mutter and then osur and then mutter. So the Ramah quotes two deyos. One deya is lo mikri dovar shiyesh lo matirim. V'yesh cholkim bazeh. It's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam and the Ramban say that chametz is a davar shiyesh lo matirin, because after Pesach midaraisa it's mutter. Even midrabanan, it's, in other words, we say that a tarovis is mutter after Pesach. Ma'ashein kein the Mordechai in Perikol Shah and the Or Zeruah, they say since it's going to return to its Easter the following year, that's not a davar shiyesh lo matirin. In other words, as we, there's no real matir. And this goes back to the Ran and the Rashi, right? That according to the Ran and Rashi, so we have a reason to wait, right? In other words, wait and it'll become mutter. So why use beetle? According to the Ran, it's never going to have a status of heter. It's always going to return to the world of Iser. Right? So therefore, we can't necessarily call it heter beheter. Halach l'maisa, this has ramifications. That we know that chametz is osur b'mashehu. Did you ever think why is chametz osur b'mashehu? So the Rambam explains because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. That's why chametz is osur b'mashehu.
If like a tiny crumb fell into your stew on Pesach, so it was osur, but you left it until after Pesach, you could eat it.
So we.
So on a
deraisa, even drabanan, you could eat it after Pesach. It's a tarovis. You could eat it after Pesach. You know, it's, we have a drabanan, namely mida araisa chametz. Or it's on the first plane. We can take it in stages. Chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Therefore, min b'mino is batel b'mashehu. And then rabanan made because the whole din of davar sheyesh lo matirim was like min b'mino. And then rabanan extended the iser mashehu even to min b'sheino mino. And we're starting off, though, with a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Ma'asheh can, according to the Mordechai and the Ozerua, we never start off with davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's all one gzeira midrabanan of because of chametz is an iser kares, and so we're going to view it as chamor. It doesn't start from davar sheyesh lo matirin. Nafgamina, what about chametz on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, Tarovas of Chametz on Erev Pesach, Tarovas of Chametz on Erev Pesach, on one hand, there's not yet Kares. On the other hand, if Chametz is defined as a Davash Eshlam Atirim, it's defined as a Davash Eshlam Atirim. Namely, what about a Mashu of Chametz Erev Pesach? So according to the Rambam, at least on the level of Min Bimino, Mashu of Chametz Erev Pesach Min Bimino, according to the Rambam, it's a Davash Eshlam Atirim. Mashu Enken, according to the Mordechai and the Or Zeruah, we don't yet have an Easter Kares, so then it would be Batel B'shisha. Okay, that's what we have over here in Hilchah Arovis, Iman Kuf Beis. So we, next time we'll talk, we'll move over to Nosein Tamlifka.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.